For more than 30 years, the Wilmington area has been a hub for the filming of movies, TV shows, and commercials. Dawson's Creek and Iron Man 3 are among the hundreds of productions cast in the region. But earlier this year, a tax credit designed to incentivize the industry expired. And now business owners say with only a few productions remaining, the economic effects are significant. Jeff Tiberi reports from Wilmington.
Port City Signs is a small shop situated along a busy road in this coastal community. It has been around since the 1940s, printing signs, vehicle wraps or decals, and other art. Inside, an employee stretches a black and white 5x7-foot canvas to fit a wooden frame. And owner Sabrina Davis talks numbers.
This year, we're running 20% behind last year on just pure volume of work. And I attribute most of that to the loss of film and TV.
She and her staff of eight work regularly with the art departments of movies and TV shows, transforming local high school gyms for scenes in One Tree Hill and helping to create the sets of Sleepy Hollow. This year hasn't been regular, however. Since a film credit expired in January, productions have been taking their business elsewhere.
Well, so Sleepy Hollow, that ordered almost every single day, we've had one order since January 1st.
The series will film its third season in Georgia, where it received a tax incentive. Only three productions are currently filming here. No new projects are on the horizon, heading into what has been the busiest time of the year. That likely means fewer seasonal workers checking into area hotels. Greg Thompson is general manager at the Homewood Suites.
We have seen probably a decline of over 1,000 room nights so far this year, and the big worry is the fourth quarter. Last year's fourth quarter was a huge film, and this year, obviously, there might not be any.
Thompson says the film industry brings between $1 and $1.2 million of annual revenue to his hotel.
Thank you for choosing Enterprise. This is Casey. How can I help you?
Casey Colby has been with the rental car company for 5 years. Her store is less than a mile from Screen Gem Studios, the largest production facility of its kind, east of Los Angeles.
Sleepy Hollow's leaving. They're not coming back here. That's 40 cars for me for 10 months on average. That adds up.
She picks up a gray calculator on her desk.
About $32,000.
The loss of revenue hasn't affected Colby's take-home pay yet, but she estimates it will by about 20 to 30%.
The trickle-down effect is so much. I mean, and these people make good money, and they spend it in our community. I mean, I get asked so much by these people, what's local, what's good?
From lumberyards to restaurants, an array of business owners say with fewer cameras rolling, revenue is down in 2015. According to the Wilmington Regional Film Commission, the industry spent $170 million in the region last year. Director Johnny Griffin estimates that figure will drop to $50 million this year.
With a reduction in money means fewer people working. From last year to this year, you're looking at $120 million that we will miss out of our local economy here just from the lack of film companies being here.
Griffin is calling on state lawmakers to provide an economic tool to help lure productions back. A temporary $10 million grant fund was allocated earlier this year. That money has all been distributed. Supporters of film want $66 million in annual grants.
I'm not a big fan of it. I'm okay with the $10 million.
Bob Ruccio is a leading Republican in the Senate. Legislators in that chamber seem more likely to allocate grant money than restore a tax credit.
The more we can move away from the tax code into the grant program or into a budget item, it puts sunshine on all that stuff. And then the General Assembly can say, wait a minute, we're not interested in helping out that.
Local business owners and supporters are hoping for some kind of help from the General Assembly. They say budget debates this spring will shape the future of film in North Carolina for years to come. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.